The most curious thing about spending the last decade trying to help people understand the existential threat of a dramatically changing climate, explaining in great detail how two centuries of prolifically burning climate-busting fossil fuels has disrupted the hydrological cycle of the entire Earth, producing too much water in some places, not enough in others, with the ever-present resultant drama of flooding, crop failures, horrendous fires, and massive mudslides following in its wake, is the reality of how wrong the scientists were when I first started lecturing on the topic. I mean, back in the day, I used to speak of global warming, or later the climate crisis, when it started to make sense to refer to the horrendous effects of global warming rather than their original fossil fuel-based cause. Like something threatening the future rather than the present. Indeed, in my late 50s, when I started lecturing on global warming, I had my doubts about whether I myself would actually ever see those dramatic changes. And frankly, even as I spoke all over upstate New York, not that much was happening around here. Sure, around the world it had begun, but not in the contiguous American states. Indeed, however fundamentally important, like the absolute necessity that a 20-something save for their children's college fees or their own retirement. Yes, it was an issue to be immediately addressed, but as a crisis, less so. No, for quite a number of years, the scientists seemed right on the mark. All that, of course, was before Hurricanes Irene, Lee, and Sandy hit New York, before Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Marie devastated the American Southeast, or much of Washington, Colorado, and California went up in flames. No, indeed, turned out many of those scientists were deeply wrong about how quickly the climate crisis would be upon us. And then there's that other issue of the most immediate and transformative impacts. Certainly ever more powerful storms from the Caribbean to Southeast Asia are taking their toll. But who would have expected that one of the most immediate impacts would have been political? Sure, in some parts of America, the very reference to climate change has been totally politicized, the very essence of a litmus test of ideological purity. But no, it's not the ideological battle over the climate crisis that has really struck this commentator, but how quickly it has begun to transform global politics. Indeed, while the Syrian civil war was fed by forces from the American invasion of Iraq to the Arab Spring, a significant part of that horror can be directly attributed to the devastating drought that has enveloped the region in recent years. A drought that has fed into the political unrest that helped set hundreds of thousands of people onto forced marches towards safety in Europe, thousands of, in part, climate refugees, who by their very arrival threatened the locals along their path with a crisis of identity, a fear of being culturally swamped within their own homelands, arousing in Germany an extremist nationalism not seen for generations that came close to toppling Angela Merkel's government. Billboard images of hundreds of thousands of, in part, climate refugees who inspired countless numbers of Brits to vote to withdraw from the European Union. And here in the United States, fed the ultimately successful presidential campaign of a candidate who chose to run a campaign built on identity and fear, promising to close the borders to refugees, be they Hispanic or Muslim. But using identity to win votes is one thing, but the larger political consequences are even more significant, as more and more of humanity is likely to soon be on the move, as people struggle to more safely position themselves for a climate-disrupted world, as we are already seeing from the reports of hundreds of thousands of American citizen climate refugees fleeing Puerto Rico, where they could not vote for president, to a state like Florida, an incredibly important state in determining who sits in the White House, where they can. Indeed, the emerging political realities of a climatically disrupted global political system have only just begun.